Let's record a podcast.
Technical difficulties podcast.
Hopefully we got them all out of the way.
Yes, we have.
And
we've had a bit of kerfuffle this morning.
We've had battery changes.
This morning, this afternoon, this evening. It is the evening. We've never done a morning podcast, have we?
We've done one in the a.m.
Was
or
that?
Was it like a midday?
Oh, it was my
you were going. You were going to the dentist or something the next day. Or the
oh,
doctor.
Yeah, you turned up during the day. And then we did one other one.
It was really bright. It was cold hell.
Yeah, this isn't. Yeah, it was, and we had. Did we drink tea?
I think so. I don't think we had beers because yeah, it was
yeah,
really early.
We're respectable gentlemen. I think I also did one when you were in China and it was the morning for me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, then it would have been the middle of the night for me.
It was really early for you.
Oh. Okay.
And it was like midday-ish. Yeah. I spilled a cup of tea.
Well, there we go.
During the podcast. It was the most dramatic thing that's ever happened on our podcast. 2 cents gets distracted.
Rugby podcast.
Where we spill tea from time to time.
Apple podcasts.
Yes, all those podcasting places where you can get things, you can get them.
You can listen there.
What have you brought us this week, Mark, in the way of beverage jars?
Well, our sponsor this week asked us to get something
dick.
South African. I couldn't find anything South African, but I tried to find something which looked kind of green and goldy.
Yeah, that looks South African.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better.
Halfway down lager.
There you go. Premium drop, it says.
We'll talk about our sponsor in a second, but how was your week, mate?
Eventful.
Yeah, whoa. Took me through it.
Government stuff. Local government. Sending emails.
Well, you got
to different departments.
Oh, is this your debacle with your plumbing? And the underground stuff, and you were thinking they needed to cover it, and
this is
this
the
different?
Berm.
Oh, you need to mow the berm, dude.
It's not about mowing the berm. I don't even live next to the road.
All right.
But my letterbox is out by the berm. And the other day I was walking out there.
Yes.
And I got across the grass.
Yeah.
And I heard, I was like, whoa, that's a lot of water. And like the entire berm, which is the grass next to the street, is entirely waterlogged.
Oh, geez.
And it's like a couple of meters from the water main. So I assumed, hey, it's probably a leak there.
It sounds like it.
So I notified Watercare via their little website, and they logged my request. And then a few days later, I got an email saying, what did you think of our service? And I was like,
you haven't done anything.
What
yet.
Did you do? You haven't given me any service.
Yeah, I've emailed you.
So I...
you can receive emails. I'll give you that.
I sent something of a terse response.
Do you have it? Can I read it?
My email?
Yeah. I want to read you, and I'll do it in my best terse voice.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, this is
thrilling stuff.
Watching
Mark look through his sent emails.
Mark looking through his sent emails for a terse email. It's going to be super terse, everybody. So strap yourselves in. This is going to be a real happening.
I feel like
a real happening on this podcast.
I feel like it was kind of terse.
If it's not terse, I'm going to be terse.
Oh,
if it's not terse.
Where is it?
I don't think I've said terse this much in my entire life.
Terse. Well, I don't think I was rude.
Right.
No, I can't.
Oh,
I
for God's sake.
I've got too many emails.
Just what's the term that you used in the email?
Terse.
We've hyped this up. You have to have it.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, here we go.
Oh, it's quite long.
It's quite long.
Strap yourself in. Thank you for your recent response confirming that the water on the berm is not from the drinking water network. I wanted to follow up because the original job was closed without any explanation, which left me unsure what had been done or why the case was resolved. As a result, I had to raise the job again, which I was clearly fucked off about. You didn't need to. Okay, so it is a little bit terse.
It's a bit terse. I was frustrated because they made me log the job again and they sent me a survey.
Oh, look, I've included a link to a video uploaded onto YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Should we do the link and put the YouTube link in it so you can comment on
No, because that's kind of where I live, so maybe no.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this goes on for quite a while.
Yep.
I reported this issue in good faith.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take these glasses off because they're reading glasses.
Yeah, so they called me.
Yeah.
And they just said, well, we came and we tested the water, and it's not drinking water, so it's not ours.
Wow.
So then I said, well, then who do I contact? And they said, the stormwater drains people.
Okay.
So I contacted the stormwater drains
people. Local government is all about sort of passing the buck.
They passed the buck. So they contacted the, I contacted the stormwater drains people, and they came back very promptly and said, we don't have any drains there. And I said, well, who do I contact? And they said, well, Auckland Transport own the roads and the berm next to the roads.
All
right. Would you like us to contact them for you? These guys are actually a step above.
Oh, right. Yeah, here
so
we
they
go.
Did. And then today, a guy came around.
Yeah.
And I went out and met him, and he put water there. And he had a wee dig. And he's like, yeah, that'll be water care with their pipes underground.
Care.
Fucking back to stage one. It's a full circle.
Oh,
the
wow.
buck has been passed three times.
Original to the first buck.
To the original buck where I raised it.
So now you've contacted them again?
That guy said, I'm going to send them a grumpy email.
Oh,
so,
right.
And he took videos and all his jazz. So.
Right, and they should know.
Oh, God, who knows? They're kind of hopeless.
They are. Well, look, I look forward to that issue being resolved in the next 6 to 9 years.
There we go.
That'll be fun.
That's a shitload of water.
That would be. I had a good week. I went to
two... No water leaks?
No, but I went to two epic
Oh, yes, you went to Metallica and Tool.
Tool.
That's a Tool t-shirt.
That's a Tool t-shirt. Bought it at the concert.
Nice.
Went to Metallica on Wednesday night and then went to Tool on Saturday night.
I drove past Eden Park where Metallica were playing.
Yes.
At lunchtime. Because I had lunch with my missus who works nearby.
There would have been people.
There were fucking hordes of people around. This is like 8 hours before the concert or something.
Well, it actually started pretty early. They had suicidal tendencies on... Around about four-ish.
Okay, well, 4 or 5 hours beforehand. I was at the 11
and
something.
And then, yeah. And then and people all over the country would have got there.
Hmm.
And then they had Evanescence as the next one. Then Metallica went on about just after, just about around about eight.
Were they good?
Because it was Eden Park and they needed to be out of there by 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking epic, man. It was amazing. It was interesting seeing Tool and... Metallica in the same week. Couldn't help but kind of compare the two shows.
Where was Tool held?
Spark Arena.
But
so,
slightly smaller venue, indoors.
Yeah, yeah, about as big as arena venue gets in New Zealand.
Mm.
But yeah, they were epic. But Metallica put on a better show, but Tool do pay more attention to playing their instruments as best as they possibly can. It was interesting. Like, but
how long were both of their sets?
About 2.5 hours each.
Oh wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and both of them are freaking old. Both those bands are in their 60s.
Yeah.
Two of the most epic hard rock bands in the world. But Metallica haven't been here for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And
may not be back again.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They finished going. Should we make it an effort to not? We shouldn't leave it so long to come back to Auckland. Yeah, it was awesome though. But they play all their fucking hits. So they like play For Whom the Bell Tolls and One and
Master of Puppets,
Master of Puppets and the whole freaking everything they can. Sad but true. Everything they can play, they do play. Whereas Tool, who I've never seen before, who were awesome and they're fucking wizards on their instrument. And
they played more new stuff.
They played. Stuff they hadn't played for over 20 years. So there were like all these hardcores on Reddit going, oh my God, they fucking played H. They fucking played Crawl Away. They played all these songs they hadn't played anywhere since like 1998 and 2003.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people saying, what a lucky concert. But then I was sitting there going, yeah, I would have
liked to hear.
I would have liked to have heard. Like, they didn't play, like the biggest hit they played, like as far as a hit would have been like Pneuma or Inoculum, but they didn't play... 46 and 2, they didn't play Sober, they didn't play Schism, they didn't play The Pot, they didn't play Stinkfist, they didn't play Enema. And these are all songs that I just would have been like,
hell yeah, that's the song I came to hear.
Well, you know, I really thoroughly enjoyed it, but that's just what Maynard kind of does. Like, he's the singer, he's got an open disdain for his own fans. But he... It was awesome still. Like, it was really, really incredible show.
So Metallica more along the lines of give the fans what they want.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool. Like, Metallica, one of the things, I was in GA and everyone's got their fucking phones out. I fucking hate phones at concerts. I'm like, watch the fucking concert.
The quality of sound and video you're going to get from
yeah,
audio
I don't
phone
know.
At the
who
concert
goes,
is not great.
Who watches their fucking concert footage? Nobody. But yeah, like, take a photo, whatever, but like,
Enjoy the moment.
But and that's exactly what Maynard said. He said, everyone put their phones away, just fucking put them in your pocket. Last song of the night, you can take them out, but just put them in your pocket. Just be present. Be present with each other. Be present with us. Go on the journey.
And I was like, people listen?
Yeah, everyone just put their phones away. Awesome. So just couldn't see a fucking phone in the whole
audience. That's great.
It was so good. It was so good. And they were still epic, man. They're just wizards. They're wizards. And like this, both of those bands, in terms of how much energy they can put into their performance and being as old as they are, it's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Yeah, and what there was somebody who commented last week going, what the fuck? You're going to Metallica and Tool in 1 week.
Didn't somebody say, like, Tony's got such bad takes on rugby, but he's got really good taste in music.
Yeah, well, it was a very musical. We had a great sponsor last week.
That was cracking.
We had a fantastic sponsor, our friends at Saucer Rot.
I think I forgot to reply. I think he emailed me saying he was really happy with it. I forgot to reply to his email.
Well, thank you, man. We really appreciate it. I've been listening to them a little bit more this week. They're dark, but they're fun. They're real, real fun.
Nice.
Like, you just got to get on board with it.
I must reply to his email. I'm very bad at doing that.
You're a terrible person. I've always said that about you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not a texter, am I?
No, you're a caller.
I'm a caller.
I text you earlier today, and you replied with a thumbs up.
I just can't
if
be
if it's anything beyond that, you're like, I'll give him a call.
Yeah, I'll text you in the middle of a game, I'm not enjoying it, and go, this is fucked.
Yeah.
As well.
You keep it brief.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not here to fuck spiders. Or send text messages, apparently. But we have a sponsor this week.
I kind of ask,
we're not advertising anything.
What's the like the product or service you would like to advertise? And it's not really, it's just a script to read.
It's a trolling South African.
It's not a...
I've got my reading glasses on.
It's not like a homoerotic...
Yeah, that was a real low point for the podcast. But we really do need to do a better job of screening. Let us advertise your products or your things that you're... Everyone I've enjoyed apart from the guy who made us read a homoerotic script that you said yes to and took his money before we read the script. And this one, I'm sure.
Admittedly, this one
is better taste.
This one, I got the script before I took the money, so I still took the money.
Okay. Anyway, So I'm going to read all of my lines while doing that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. There's no directions about what you should be doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you're going to keep it open. Yes. It says,
"Thank you very much for the money and buying us the beers, by the way."
Yeah, we appreciate the beers.
Thank you.
Today's sponsor is a huge All Blacks fan coming out of an undisclosed location. His name's Rassie.
Rassie.
That's a popular name.
Yeah.
He wants to personally thank Razor for what a fantastic job he's doing. Truly inspirational stuff.
Yeah.
Giving hope to tens of millions of rugby fans.
There's not even tens of millions of people in New Zealand.
Well, maybe there's All Blacks fans abroad.
Maybe.
If I may say so myself, Razor's been getting a lot of flack.
He has. Lately. You're right. It's well
But I think out. It's a bit harsh to judge him before he's been through two World Cup campaigns minimum.
Aye, aye, Captain.
That's just basic science. You don't judge the experiment halfway through the explosion.
Yes. You can start to make sort of estimates on what's going to happen and on the trajectory, but no, you can't. You need to judge it as a whole. It's really good.
Final product, yeah.
Is this my one here?
You're in the middle, yeah. I bolded it for you.
So true. I think Razor is playing 8D chess on a 5D timeline that we can't even perceive yet. We're talking World Cup 2027 data collection, World Cup 2031 soft reboot. That's interesting. Disney Plus Razor spin-off series, South Park episode. What do you think is... Because they're always quite...
edgy.
Very edgy. There's one right now where Donald Trump is getting fucked by the devil.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, it's quite intense. World Cup 2035 controlled self-demolition. He's going really into the future. 2030... I was meant to be doing this, wasn't I? Thanks for the beers. I won't do that to you, actually. 2036 military coup takeover of the All Blacks leadership group. 2037 Razor retakes control in a surprise redemption arc. Mm. That'd be interesting. 2039 World Cup All Blacks victory.
See, it's the long game.
That is the long game.
If anything, we should be worried about peaking too early.
Yeah.
We're ultimately building up to the 2039 World Cup where the true master plan pays off and historians go, that's why they kept them.
Thank you very much, Rassie.
Thanks, Rassie, for the beers.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That was rugby related.
That was rugby related. The other one was... Yeah.
This is in good humor. It's in good spirits.
Yeah, it was. It's good rugby banter.
This is good rugby banter. I appreciate this, even if it's not a standard product or service.
Exactly. You're no dog walking company or a
CV
or a boxing gym from Seattle.
Or a yacht delivery.
Or a death metal band from Cincinnati. Or a Irish pub band. Or a home handyman service.
Painters.
Painters. What else have we had?
Electrician.
Yeah, Sparky's. We should make a list of them for next week and thank them all.
We should.
Including Rossi and... what was the name? We didn't even put the guy's name in the
I
other
don't one. Think so. I think that was an anonymous...
Yes.
Creative
What we're talking piece. About, we got given a script a couple of weeks ago, maybe a few months ago now, where, that was an odd one.
Yeah, it was. Left field.
It was left field.
Yeah.
But we are a left field podcast, to be fair.
This is true.
We're the only rugby podcast that I know of that talks so much shit.
Right.
Like, well, that doesn't actually get to the rugby immediately.
Okay.
We probably lose a lot of fans.
We tried the collaboration tool recently on YouTube, which
How
allows...
How did it go?
I think it went all right, but it's good. I can see the stats of the video.
All right.
I never look in the stats of any... Of all the stats that I love looking at, the stats of our own videos, I never look at. But because it was a new thing to play with, I had a look, and I can see that there's like a big spike wherever the... rugby chat starts at. There's a big spike there. So whilst there's a portion of people who enjoy
we get
whatever
comments.
This is, there are other people who would rather do without it, who aren't watching this part right now. You're missing out.
You're missing out big time.
Exactly.
You're missing out on my hot takes on Tool and Metallica. But yeah, man, incredible seeing those guys. Just amazing. Amazing.
I got to get some costumes fitted on the weekend as well.
Oh God.
For the dancing.
Maddie's big dance recital on Sunday after being a little bit, not too dusty, but from the night before at Tool. How long do you think it went for?
Ooh, 2 hours?
2 hours, 45.
How much was your daughter actively participating in?
Three songs. Four songs, including the finale.
So about 15 minutes?
Yeah, she's in, and that's quite a lot.
Yeah, like, that's a lot. It's heaps.
There are some kids, like, who are involved in, like, just one.
Yeah.
Or the people who have their really little babies.
Yeah, they only do one brief shit, yeah.
They just come out and they waddle around the stage and
someone guides them around.
And they're, they're incredibly
cute. So cute. Cute.
But.
Yeah. Well, my daughter got asked to do.
Parents just sit there and just like.
Yeah. My daughter got asked to
do. I saw one dad just like.
He's suffering.
Yeah.
My daughter got asked to do two. She could have just done one, and I got to do the rehearsal of the day, and she's in part of our bits are back to back, so I got to see her part for the first time, and I was like, that's very brief.
All right.
I'm glad she's getting to do the other one, otherwise it's almost not worth her time.
I'm
on stage longer than she is. That's not right. I'm not paying to be here.
Dang, it's my stage time.
Exactly.
Oh geez Louise.
Nah,
it does, they do go for a long time. But it got worse. They had a prize. Maddie, we don't usually go to the prize giving, but Maddie won a prize.
So you had to stay.
Yeah, well, no, earlier on in the day, so I had to be there at 10 a.m. After Tool the night before. She got the second highest exam result in musical theatre.
Nice.
Well done, Maddie.
That's where the talent lies.
She got a little runner-up thing that
little
you put.
Badge.
Little thing. Similar to what you put on a horse or a pig when they've won.
Oh, those ribbons.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Best in show.
Gold ribbon.
Yeah.
Or silver ribbon.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, good times.
All right. Should we talk about some rugby?
We should.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think we need to put a bit of a caveat out there before we start talking.
Why? Why do we need a caveat?
There's
caveat?
There's a small proportion of people.
Yes.
Who only want you to kind of wax lyrical about their team's great performance. And I get the feeling for South Africa's game against Ireland.
One of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. It made me want to shoot myself in the nuts and never watch another rugby game ever again and outlaw scrums because they're a fucking blight on society.
It's not the kind of game that I would show someone if I was trying to get them into rugby.
No.
Put it that way.
Oh, God, it was awful.
I described it as weird in my review because
it was an absolute farce.
So many cards and so many penalties. I was like, that's weird. Like, I watch a heap of rugby.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's an outlier from what I normally see.
Yeah, it was terrible.
The amount of comments that I got were like, oh, it's weird, is it? Because South Africa, blah, blah, blah. And I know this is like a small sliver of angry people. I understand that.
As a neutral.
I then watched Sia Khaleesi's post-match interview. Like, oh, Sia, blah, 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 game. Like, among his first words were, Poor, that was a weird game. And I'm like, yes, it was a weird game. It was strange. Not every day do you see like 5 yellows and a red.
No.
And like 31 penalties.
The positives from that game.
It was an arm wrestle.
It was tight for periods. It
wasn't a blowout. I like that.
It was very physical. It had, there was a bit of feeling in there, a lot of feeling at times. There was some great heart shown by both teams at times.
You do have to say, like, seeing a scrum obliterate somebody else like that is a sight to behold.
Okay, it's a sight to behold once, but it's not a sight to behold 58 fucking times. It's like, what the it's not even rugby anymore. It's just like pushy scrum face game. Like, it's just...
But that doesn't happen between two teams in like top four in the world.
It shouldn't.
Like, Furlong and Porter are good props.
Yeah, they're a really good prop. It looked like a pro team playing a Division One team.
It's usually like Tier One, Tier Two. You see that kind of set piece, like, oh, well, they can play, but they can't play scrum. Yeah, so they can't defend more.
It was just, what hell on earth? Like, those guys are Lions.
Yeah, like, I mean, losing James Ryan to the red card, which was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was silly, and they got chalked off a try, which was...
Yeah, not only chalked off a try, but then he's just gone for the game. And he's like their big unit of a lock. Like, he's the guy you want behind the tight head prop.
Wasn't going to help.
No, certainly depowered the scrum a bit, which was already under pressure anyway.
Yeah, I don't think... maybe they show a little bit more resistance, but I still think they're just getting... Yeah. Like, and you got to admire that the South Africans have that aspect of the game that they just do so incredibly well. I have made my thoughts and feelings made quite known about scrums, and it's because of my fear of that sort of shit, where it's just an absolute farce, and it's not, it's just scrum on scrum on scrum, and it's like, you keep getting penalized because you can't handle somebody else's scrum, and what do they do to penalize you? They go back to another scrum, and no fucking rugby gets played, and then we end up playing a game with fucking 9 men, because, you know, you end up with freaking outside backs propping down. Like, it's so, so destructive for the actual quality of the spectacle. Like, give me one big scrum in a crucial moment. Okay, cool, fantastic. I'd like to see a rule where a scrum, if you don't get your scrum ball out of there in 3 seconds, it's a free kick the other way.
I don't think 3 seconds was going to help Ireland in that game.
Well, then they get a penalty against them. Or if you get a penalty, you can't have another scrum. To kick it to the corner.
Do you think there's going to be scrums?
Like, it's a restart. Like, when there's an unplayable ball, or the referee, when it hits the referee or something like that, they're like, let's restart the game in a fair way. That was kind of the way we used to do it. So you can have scrum ball, but now it's actually, you say to South Africa, you can have scrum ball and you can have 50 metres, or you can have 6 more scrums and a yellow card. Like, so, okay, if you're a South African sitting there and you're just like, oh, yes, oh, God, I love this. You're fantastic. But for everybody else.
If it's
else,
your team doing that to somebody else.
No, I don't know.
You'd love to see it.
I've never loved it.
Even if the All Blacks were like obliterating somebody at scrum, you wouldn't like, fuck yeah.
I'd be like, not my cup of tea. Like,
do that, and then I'll give it to Christian Cullen.
Yeah, give it to Christian Cullen. Just give it to Christian.
That's the one thing that, like...
It's so boring, man.
Like, I was live streaming that game, and it's, at times it was a bit of a mish, because, like you know, Cheslin Colby, you know him. He's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, and they've got some great fucking players.
Like, he had, Moody, in that game...
Cheslin Colby.
Colby had one... Colby had one carry... And he had one pass.
It's not rugby, man.
I would have liked a little bit more.
Scrum, scrum, pushy, face.
I mean, they had, like, the first try was really sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to cop so much shit for
you. You are.
Yeah. Bring it.
The Willems are one. Their first try. That was a beaut.
Yeah,
it was
lovely.
That was great.
Colby
had a pass in that. That was his pass.
He's got a bit of zest about it.
Oh, I love
Willems. And he was giving it. Doing this. There is a bit of...
There's a lot of spice between these sides.
Yeah, there's a lot of ill feeling.
I think maybe that's why... The South African fans, like, wanted to hear nice things about that, because there was just so much, like, we really want this one.
It sucks.
And as I said, it's only a... It's that
I will not... I
had a heap of South African fans also saying, oh, man, that was a bit shit. That was boring.
A lot of
neutrals saying, that's one of the worst games I've ever seen. It was boring.
It was a terrible game.
Yeah. If you enjoy it, it's fine.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't enjoy it that much.
Imagine trying to show someone that game and be like, hey, this is a really cool sport. You know, it's free flowing, you know, got amazing athletes, incredible skills, and they just watch this. Yellow, red. Can we talk some cards? Can we talk one non-card that I thought was...
There was two non-cards.
Sasha Feinberg Mgumazulu.
He got non-carded for that shot on... Who was it on?
I can't remember. One of the wingers, was it?
Anyway,
when I first saw it, I went, oh no, don't tell me they're going to get another bloody full red. This is the worst one they've had all year. And then then they were like talking out of it. I was like, maybe it'll just be a yellow.
I thought it was going to be yellow.
Maybe it'll just be yellow, and I can see a world where that gets upgraded to a 20 minute red. So I was hoping for worst case scenario was a 20 minute red, like, and just dreading the fact that it was going to be a full red. And
I thought they would find mitigation in it, but I was like, oh, please, for the love of God, not three weeks in a row.
Yeah. And then they kept on talking. And I was like, okay, so I'm just waiting for him to hear them say, yeah, well, clearly meets, there's no arms. He makes direct contact with the head. And I thought it was direct contact with the head, and it looked bad. Like, it looked like he just came in.
One angle looks bad, and one angle looks less bad.
Okay, well, it looked bad. It looks as though he comes over and his head's exposed, and he just gives him a bit of a poof, or like a tucked shoulder. And I was thinking, shit, that looked like the worst of the three for me of these red cards. I thought last week, I went on the record last week, I thought that was one of the worst red cards I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that one was.
If you haven't seen that, he was like, there was a bunch of stuff that I'm you hadn't calling. Seen Russi saying in press conferences that you were like saying line for line, like Russi.
We were on the same page.
You and Russi were on the same page last week, 100%. Yeah.
But I was like, oh no, that's the worst one of the three. I was like, oh Jesus.
I thought the Yakas one was worse. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, anyway. And then I was just like, what the f-? When they eventually talked it down to, I thought there was a miscommunication between the TMO and the referee, where the TMO says no arms in the tackle. And he goes, okay, cool. So up through the chest, glancing the head with arms in the tackle. Okay. That's just a penalty. And he's like, no. And they didn't correct him or anything like that. And it was like, that's pretty crucial information. Like, you've got the replays there, you dummy, as well. But, yeah, thought that was a very, very... In terms of today's day and age, it's a yellow all day and argument for a 20-minute red.
Well, some people say it's nothing. Good hit.
Like, how one-eyed are these people? Like,
I thought with the way the game is refereed these days, he was lucky not to get a yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
At least the review.
Yeah, at least.
Well, I was hoping for a review. I was like, oh, just review it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was hoping for.
They always review that kind of shit. And they always go, well, there's a drop, or there's a this, or there's a that. The arm's trying to come round, but it's stuck, or something. They find something. They usually find something. Except for the last 2 weeks where they went straight to the permanent red.
Yeah, yeah. So I was worried about the permanent red, and then thinking, hoping for a yellow.
Mm.
Worst case, 20 minute, but really thought, don't do the freaking the full red, and then just a penalty. I was thinking, then I thought, okay, what is this game?
Do you reckon there's any carryover from the previous 2 weeks where the refs like, ooh,
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there's a bit of pressure.
Because I felt like Dolman's one on the second week, he felt like he had to live up to the previous week's permanent red. That's why he fucked it up.
Supporting him. Well, that was the worst one. That was terrible.
That's a terrible decision.
Yeah, that was an awful, awful, awful decision. And then... goes on from, so that's a pretty crucial moment, like being down a man to bam.
But there was another non-card later where Tommy O'Brien put a hit on, was it Moody?
Yeah.
And that one, I also thought, like, ooh,
that was pretty sus as well. But I thought early on, like, Irish played like they defended pretty well, but their set piece was so shit. Their line out was dog shit. Like, they couldn't win their own line out ball. I thought they were getting beaten up physically. I thought the far more dominant team on the park was definitely South Africa.
Even
15 on 15. But then they just showed a tremendous amount of heart. Talk me through the yellows again. What happened when?
So the first one is the James Ryan yellow up to red.
Yeah.
Then
you can say, yes, you dummy.
Oh, that was stupid.
Yeah, dummy.
One of the biggest brain explosions I've seen. That could have been a permanent red.
Yeah.
That was just... I mean, Malcolm Marx has got a big friggin', like, he stitches on his head.
They commented on it. They were like, oh, that's a bad clear out. You know.
Prendergast got one, I think, was a too many penalties.
Too many penalties, yeah.
And then Crowley's one was crucial for the game because were they almost at the end of the Prendergast yellow or something? Like they'd been under the pump, but they'd been holding on.
So they were down 12 men.
The boxer on attack, and then it looks like Reinach just knocks the ball on. You're like, oh, it's going to go into halftime like with a relatively tight game. And then they he's got a little cynical hand in there.
And then it went to...
That was equally, like, so stupid.
Yeah, but... the context of the game, the guy wasn't... He wasn't putting up with any bullshit by that stage. So much... Well, no, like, comparing it to
in
Cody
any game, if you get caught off your feet, sneaky hand in the ruck, making the halfback knock it on, you're going to get carded.
In any game?
Yeah.
Don't know.
100% cynical as fuck. Always a yellow. Always a yellow.
It was... But then it just became a bit of a farce. Like
then,
just,
then because of that, there was more scrums. And then because of that, Porter got yellow carded for too many penalties conceded. And then there's the penalty try. Yeah. If Crowley doesn't give away that stupid, cynical yellow card, the rest of that perhaps does not happen.
There's not that flow-on effect. But yeah, and then any time there was a knock on, as I was sitting there watching it,
you're like, oh no!
I just went, oh.
Yeah, and I think that's
like
why,
a knock on either way. Yeah. Like it was.
That's why I think I was getting kind of frustrated, especially when the box had extra men on the field. I was like, give it to Colby. Let's use some width. Let's exploit the men advantage. But it's just like. They kept popping up these high balls.
Yeah,
because it's like it's such a win-win. Because if they don't catch it, it's our ball. If they knock it on, it's a scrum. What's going to happen at a scrum? Like it's the ultimate. Why would you not do it if you've got like a free hit?
Because it's so fucking boring.
I wanted to see a bit more Colby. Sure,
the athletes, guys.
I wanted more Colby.
You got the athlete. There's been stages that we've seen them like. Show that ability, show that the Tony ball that they've been talking about.
I think we waxed lyrical about them when they obliterated our guys.
Yeah. But that was
That was a combination of their forwards dominating us and using those silky backs.
I think if they unleashed their backs a little bit more in this game when they had them on the back foot, like their back line was getting sucked in so much. They had like two defenders in the back line either way so often. Clear overlaps when they just kept on going box kicks, kept on going like repeat scrums, like it was everything I hate about modern rugby. It was like a game. If someone said describe a game that you fucking hate, tons of fucking box kicks and endless scrums where one team is just fucking getting munted, and it was just a painful
lot of whistle, like,
experience, a lot of TMO.
Yeah,
game went forever.
Generally, if each team concedes less than 10 penalties, you've usually got a pretty free-flowing game.
Yeah.
That's less kind of interventions, and teams can like to keep it 10 or below. So that's 20 penalties in a game.
Yeah.
Right? Some games go higher, and it gets a bit painful.
Mm-hmm.
This game, I don't know how many games I've seen that go into the 30s, but this was in the 30s, plus so many cards. It was just weird.
It sucked. Be honest,
it wasn't a good game. It's like if you're asking me to go back and watch any of these games on the weekend, I'm not watching that one.
I don't know. If someone said a swift kick in the nuts, we'll watch that game again. I'd be like,
jeez,
it's a tough. Honestly, I'd be like, do I want to waste 2 hours watching like zero fast forwards? You have to watch the whole thing.
Can't play your phone.
You can't play your
you
phone.
Have to watch.
You have to raw dog it. I'd be like, God, kick me in the nuts.
Get it over with.
Yeah, exactly. I could just like feel sorry for myself for a few minutes and get on with
it. Do you think any of this is just like South Africa wanting to make a statement to like grind Ireland into the dust? Or it's just they thought that's the most efficient way to win the game?
I think they just thought it was the most efficient way to win the game. They had a clear advantage in an area.
So
and
go
for
it.
They are in the business of winning at the moment. And to be fair on Ireland, like... Despite the fact that their set piece was absolute dog shit and they didn't actually play any rugby the whole fucking game.
They scored one try. Sheehan got one from a
line-out. That's right. Yeah,
their line-out,
right.
Beard took a really nice take.
Yeah. So there was one little...
That was with men in the bin as well.
It was a half-decent try.
At least one man in the bin.
By the way, there were some lovely tries this weekend.
2 minutes.
And it was lovely to, it was lovely to see some... like, Ireland really wanted to win that game. And they didn't give up, and they won the second half despite...
Yeah, 6-5.
But I really think if they really, really wanted to rub salt into the wound, they wouldn't have just like pulverized them in terms of that forward dominance, they would have lit them up. They would like have they carved did them up.
In Wellington.
Yeah, they had so much domination. The backs would not have been able to cover the ground that they would have been able to absorb. There would have been so much space out there if they played with a little bit more creativity. But yeah, they're real spicy. And then the little Rusty at the end, you see him like going,
it's funny because in the post-match he said, oh, there were some South African fans sitting in front of me and I was just like giving them the thumbs up. The facial expression doesn't make me believe that.
I call bullshit.
I mean, they were booing. I don't think they appreciate it. Like, so Irish fans don't like to boo. They don't usually boo. They always give us shit about booing. Don't boo the kickers.
If you see a common fan or someone or a mate or something like that, you go like, oh, hey, mate. It's a different thing. If you go like this, like,
yeah.
That's your
I think he was just giving it back for all the booing.
Yeah. Maybe.
Bit of spice.
Yeah. Bit of spice. I don't mind the spice. Mm. Bit of spice this weekend. But yeah, tough. Well done, South Africa. Well done for getting that victory. And also fucking well done to Malcolm Marks.
Oh, yeah. Player of the year.
Yeah, world player of the year. What a beast of a man. He's one player I've always been so gutted that I've never been able to support a team that he's been involved with, because he's an absolute fucking menace. Yeah. And like, he had a couple of rough years, so it's been really nice to see him get back to the peak of his powers. Just they've got so many big men.
Yeah,
they got some special vitamins.
He's really humble as well. Like, I saw his, like, they had him on the panel with Rusty and Sia post the match, because you know, they wanted to ask him questions about it, and he was just like, taking no credit.
This
is a team thing. 100%. And that does seem to be one thing that Rusty's got right about the Springboks.
Yeah, I see this more of a team award.
Everything is about the team.
And it's just like, it's actually the most individual award we have in rugby.
But fuck it. He might be thinking, you know, I'm the fucking man. But yeah. he's like all about the team. Nah. So.
It was nice to see when they...
He's really soft-spoken, which is so weird because he's such like a brute of a man.
Victor Matfield gave it to him in the shed.
That was great. I watched that video. That was like, I'm not even a Bok fan, and I was going, oh, look at that.
They got a strange version of she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Yeah, but it was weird as well because, like, as I said, like, Marks is like this big dude.
Yeah.
But like, when he went to take the award from Victor Matfield, he almost seemed like a schoolboy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I'm not worthy kind of thing. It was cracking. I loved it.
He'll be coming round the mountain, Malcolm Marks. Yeah. He'll be coming round the mountain, Malcolm Marks. Yeah.
He's a good player.
Well, he's a freak. He's an absolute freak.
Yeah.
Who's number two there at the moment? Because Bongi Mbanambi's fallen off.
He's been out of the picture for a wee bit, so they've been going through a few different guys, but Malcolm's still clear number one.
Well done, Malcolm. Yeah. All right. There was other rugby that happened.
There was
over the
other
weekend.
Rugby. We played Wales.
Yes, we did play Wales.
That was a... Like, in terms of the world rankings, I think all the games this weekend, that is the biggest mismatch.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's the biggest gap between the sides.
We still conceded 4 tries.
Yes, the Wales scored more points against us than they scored against Japan.
Can I be honest with you?
You can be completely honest.
I will be honest with you. I didn't watch it. It's the only All Black game this year that I have not watched live.
Yeah, I was out. That's how disinterested you were in this one?
No, well, I...
Or you had other things on.
I was at Tool the night before and I had to go to
the recital
and be there at 10 a.m. and I got to bed about 2.
Yeah.
And it started at 4 and it's been on the bevvies. Like, didn't have a massive hangover, just stuck to the beers. And then I wasn't planning on, I knew I wasn't gonna watch it. Just knew
live.
That, yeah. I had watched the game. But I woke up at about I watched it before I went to the prize giving.
Okay.
So I woke up at 7 and watched it and got it done. But I checked the result before I watched it. I was like, because I didn't, I was just like, I want to just a completely stress view viewing or just an absolute rage view.
One extreme or the other.
Yeah. Like, if I and I'm quite glad I did. I don't, because there was a few moments that Wales were sort of throwing some punches in there, weren't they? But yeah, I watched up and it's just, and the headline was All Blacks Rumble over those dear Welsh. But it was still a great spectacle, wasn't it? It's a hell of a show they put on over there.
They scored a bunch of tries.
Yeah.
Wales got a hat trick against us, though.
Yeah, well done.
Tom Rogers.
What do you, do you think it was defensive inefficiencies that led us? It was a similar score to what the Welsh, no, what the Argies put on them as well.
Similar, yeah. They scored some nice ones. Like, they punished some of our mistakes. Like, I remember, yeah. like, Ruben Love looked pretty good, but he also, yeah. like, had a kick charge down, which they,
yeah,
like, it, they punished.
He had a couple of, he missed the tackle. He missed the tackle, and he had a kick charge down that led to, so two of the tries are actually from his mistakes.
But he scored one and set one up as well, so it's yeah. kind of like.
Net neutral.
Net neutral.
Yeah. His try that he scored was pretty
good. Pretty slick.
And that was the one to sort of like get us into a commanding position.
Yeah. At times I did still feel like we're relying a little bit too much on individuals to like just do something. Like Caleb Clark bust the tackle, get some meters.
Caleb Clark's looking great.
Yeah.
He's looking real quality. Real, real quality. We missed him last week, didn't we?
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
We missed him last and week. We missed Fabian. Is it a different game with them on the field?
Closer.
Mm.
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 Don't know that we beat them, but it would have been closer.
It would have been closer, that's for sure. I actually don't have really that much to say about it, really. Like, we did enough to win the game.
Yeah.
Did
D-Mac kick those goals?
D-Mac was a kicking machine.
Mm.
He really was.
That was nice.
I thought, even though they shipped 50 points, I think, well...
They'll take some positives from that, for sure.
There's some green shoots in there. You score four tries. You looked all right. You
they competed with some high balls against us well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Reece Emmett was.
He looked like a rugby player.
Mm.
Yeah. He looked like he was really back in it.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see.
They could have used Jack Morgan.
And yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Jesus. They really could have. Some of these blokes are real small.
Yeah. Their two flankers are not like the biggest units.
No, tiny guys. Well, not
high work rate that guys.
If I saw them, like, oh, he's
yeah, pretty big unit. But no, they're pretty high work rate guys. But that's kind of where their pack is at the moment. But we still like Tamaiti Williams got a try where he just like carried three Welsh guys
yeah,
over the line.
Yeah, he
with
just
them.
Looked.
That's what I'm talking about, like individual. Sometimes it wasn't like. It wasn't that perfect. But he's just
I know
a big
he's
man.
Not your favorite, but it was actually just pretty sick. Steve Reese is just. I've had that exact moment of having a Fijian in front of me and he's there and then he's like.
Yeah.
The magic man.
Where did he go? Footwork, yeah.
And you're grasping at shadows. Like, that was...
It was pretty nice.
That was sick.
He got a couple from the bench. That was pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, we had enough moments of, like, individual steps or busted tackles or carry three guys over the line where we could just score tries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah. And it was really nice. It was a bit of a shame. I was hoping that they were going to give... the keys to the car to Ruben for 20 minutes.
Mm, like, he got an ankle niggle or something, yeah. So they pulled him early, which was unfortunate.
Well, that's what we kind of were hoping to see, that he would, you know, I would start the game from the bench and then they might move D-Mac somewhere else in the back line and put Ruby
at 10.
in the driver's seat.
Definitely needs more game time. I think we're still seeing potential.
Yeah, and like, he's going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, and we've got to be patient with him, but we could have got a lot more growth out of him if we gave him a bit more game time.
That's right. It's been lacking in November. It's yeah. a bit concerning that we had like 67% of the ball, but we only had one more line break than they did. We had 9, they had 8. Like, it's our line is being pierced a lot by those Welshmen.
Yeah, that's it. That is a concerning.
Concerning
statistic.
We can do that against a team wanked. Wanked. They wank us off. Ranked so far below us.
Oh, those wankers.
Mm.
Yes,
We don't get some of those tries if we're playing.
I think we just
bigger teams.
Papers over the gaps, and it just says, "Oh well, we put 50 points on them, didn't it?" And like, look, I struggled to tell you a lot of the tries. I was pretty tired watching it, but I did watch the whole effing game.
Mm.
But I remember thinking this would be more stressful.
You only got one,
and that was a good put down. He had a bit to do, and he had to sort of.
Reece Emmett probably had the nicest put down where he reached out. Caleb Clark was slamming him into touch, and Reece Emmett just bam in the corner.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
There was that period where Caleb Clark goes over and does a bit of a Jonah, gets three, takes bowls over a guy, swats off another couple, and you're thinking, oh, he's good. That gets pinged back.
Mm.
And then did someone else score one as well? Then that got pinged back. And then finally. F-15, what's his name? No, playing wing. Will Jordan got one. Yeah. So, I don't think we were ever really in too much danger of losing that game.
I still think there's concerning things about that, despite putting 50 points on Wales.
I 100% agree. Quick question on Wales. Where do they finish in the Six Nations? Fifth or sixth?
I'll give them fifth. I am a Morgan. That's all I'll say.
I am a Morgan.
Yep.
Here lies Mark Morgan. I am a Morgan.
That's it. That's it.
Okay. All right.
I'm always optimistic for you Welsh bastards.
Yeah, I'd love to see you win more.
Yeah, please win more.
Yeah. Oh, our man Hugh Griffin, he commented on the video.
He sent me an email as well. I haven't replied to him either.
He sent me an email. Yeah. No, but he actually did a lovely tweet. Tweet? You did. And he had to, I felt for him, he had to get me, my shout out to him, and he had to edit it all together to make me coherent. Oh. Like, it was like a super cut to make me sound like I was a coherent human being. He said we're welcome on his podcast.
Yeah. He sent me an invitation to go talk some rugby. So
yeah, well, I think you're a better guest. Well, much better guest. I said I probably don't actually know that much about rugby, mate. So, but I'll be happy to do it, of course.
You're a guest on far more people's like other channels than I am.
Yeah, you're a guest on my channel.
I'm a recluse.
Whose channel you've been on?
I just send terse emails to people.
Yeah, dude, you're an asshole. Whose channel you've been on? The rugby analyst.
Been on Kiwi Lads, rugby analyst, the late G-Man.
Oh yes,
is that it? Oh, and
G-Man was before my time. I definitely was a
from
fan though.
The Mark or on the Mark rugby.
Oh,
the Irish fella.
Oh right, I never heard of him. Sorry, on the mic. I'm sure you're good.
He sent me an email, which I haven't replied to. I'm so terrible with emails. Don't email me. I'm terrible at replying.
He's just a terrible person.
He's just a terrible human being. It's not that I don't care.
He really is. Yes. What was I going to say? Can't remember.
There you go.
It would have been really, really good.
Aussies played France. They complete their sweep of not winning any games.
What do they call it? The sham slam.
There you go. Sham slam. They lost 48-33.
First time
that game followed up the Bok Ireland game.
Oh, it was like a pellet cleanser.
I quite enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah, much better game of footy.
Like it was a real mix. Like it was more tries. Like the hookers got like all, I think
Belly got a great
did,
one.
I think all the hookers got tries in that game, all four of them. Yeah. But like BLBRA got two, Jorgensen got one,
BLBRA like, and Jorgensen
got two. Like there were some fucking nice tries in that game as well. It was a mix.
The Jorgensen and the BLBRA tries are in
phenomenal.
The top 10 tries of the year in one game.
One game, like, phenomenal.
They were stunning.
Phenomenal.
Bell got one.
Bell's one was cracking. That's what I'm talking about. Like. Yeah.
And that was, it was out from like 30
I don't want
minutes.
Anyone to hear the negative vibes about that other game to think
we
that,
will give positive vibes when they are due. That South African game did not, it was not positive rugby. It was negative rugby, and we are feeling negative about it. I have given them, I cop a lot of shit from the Saffers, and sometimes it's fair. But like, I give them props when I feel like, I'm like, fuck that, it was outstanding rugby. It really was. But scrums aren't my bag. It's not
this
my bag,
had,
baby.
A bit of everything.
Bit of a more holistic feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
It had prop tries. It had hooker tries. It had maul tries. It had winger tries. It had midfielders tries.
It had fierce physicality. It had great jackling moments.
That's right. It had high ball stuff. It had kicks through. It had turnover ball. It was just a nice game of rugby.
It was a game of rugby. No cards.
Lead changes.
Yeah, yeah. Was there a card? Any cards? Didn't feel like there were any cards. Nothing.
Oh, Luke got a card.
Oh,
Luke
that's right. Luke the number nine.
Yes.
Had one card.
Yeah.
He's even had a card.
Yeah, he had a card.
Yeah. Not a red.
Yeah.
So it was good. And then like the, but just to be extra.
Each side got a yellow card.
Okay.
There were two cards.
Too many cards for my taste. But the Aussies kept on getting themselves into good positions in the game and then would make terrible errors off the kick receipt.
Yeah.
Ed Med, oh God, I want to love you, Ed.
I want to say this again, like, but.
Can I?
Any team is going to struggle without their best three tens. Like, if you take out Sasha, Mani, and Hondre from South Africa, you're left with a lower level of product.
Yeah.
100%. If you take out, like, Intermac, Jalibert, and, like, I don't know, Carbonell or one of the other French tens, you're getting a lower level of product.
And you take out Bowden.
Bowden, Dimac, and
we've already got rid of Moanga.
Yeah.
But then. Maybe. Imagine we had try and do the whole year trying to blood Ruben Love there. You know, you're our
or
guy.
Even the guy below Ruben Love. Next guy. So Australia.
Which it might be like Rehana or someone like that.
Australia's been doing that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Real tough.
And it showed.
And they don't have a huge amount of depth anyway.
In a few positions.
Yeah. And that's one of their problems. They've got some world-class talent, but the amount of injuries they've had, the length of that year, but it was tough. And just missing kicks that he should be getting and stuff like that. And just, yeah, it's hard. But they still showed heart a lot of times. So one thing that fucked me off in that game and then also pissed me off in the Irish game was when the game was kind of gone, I don't want to say they waved the white flag. I'm still sure they're out there trying to do their best, but they lack that oomph in the collision and lack that intensity to get to the man and make the tackle, and they just ship two or three tries at the end of the game.
Australia's been in it like at least at halftime in all their 60 games.
60 minutes, you think, if they get a try now, they could scrape back in there. And then
they don't.
And then they can see three, and then it looks really bad.
Scoring kind of blows out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Rough year, a promising year.
It threatened, like Lions tour was like, ooh, and then like Alice Black, oh, okay. And then it's just kind of.
Oh, I meant to, so that's our cap on the spring, on the Wallabies. Your thoughts for 2026 on the team in black?
We've still got other games.
I know. Oh, we're going to do, should we do a recap of the. Our thoughts on the teams going forward for 2026 at the end. You hold on to that. Look forward to that. Ooh, that's going to get spicy. Okay. Have we covered that game enough?
7-5. Good game.
Cracker. Real palate cleanser after that fucking absolute.
Jorgensen's try. Oh, turnover that, ball.
This, the yeah, lovely the turnover.
Strip on BLB Array and then wide ball. Jorgensen is running.
And the looks presence like of mind. The presence of mind to know that, hey, look, I'm right in the race with these guys, but they're probably going to get a hand on me and pull me into touch if they
ankle
don't.
Ankle tap, something's going
to
happen.
But if I kick the ball ahead, they can't touch me and I still back myself to get to the line. That is just precise understanding of your place on the field. What's going to happen? Like, I've never seen a try like it. Generally, you see, I've seen chip aheads and stuff like that, and chip overs and stuff like that.
Usually, you're chipping past the defender.
Yeah,
you're not usually chipping when the guys are hot on your tail.
Yeah, or just what?
Usually, you try to beat them.
Because if they pull on him there, it's a yellow, maybe a penalty.
Maybe
a
penalty try.
But yeah, and that BLBRA try was
that one was great because I liked it. Like the midfielder Deportier who got two tries in that game.
Lovely cut-up pass.
He put that ball wide and got absolutely fucking smoked. Oh,
Baketel.
Yeah. But by getting the pass away, opened up the space.
Yeah.
Just like he took one. Like his BLB Ray had given him two tries in that game. He just set one up for the team. Got absolutely smoked, but they got that width.
BLB Ray's like, it was kind of weird. Like he got insane acceleration and then he does that kick over, but it was almost like he had it on a string because it only went about 2.5 meters above his head, yanked it back down to his arms, and then freaking Tane, like freaking, Tane's basically Tane Edman. He's like, you know the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes.
He's like the other team. Like he's the perfect guy to do that to.
Yeah. I did enjoy seeing him smile when he slotted one of his kicks. That was a tough kick.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like, good on you, Tane.
We want him to be,
I want him to do well.
Yeah.
But he's their fourth choice 10.
Imagine if he comes back and he
James
somehow,
O'Connor, Noah Lolasio, Carter Gordon. He wasn't even supposed to be playing. Carter Gordon was supposed to be playing. Tom Liner. Like there's a lot of guys ahead of Tane Edman.
Yeah. But hey. And well, he's had that experience now.
He has. He'll grow for it. He'll take the learnings.
We'll take the learnings from that. Australian tour since 1965 that they've lost all of their games.
Italy was the one they needed to really win. That was like minimum. Get the one win. And they lost to Italy. So that's kind of low point. But like they were in it with Ireland. They were in it with France. And then they got well beaten.
Okay. So you still think... I think if that Australian team plays Wales, they beat Wales this year.
Mm, they still beat Wales.
But you think Italy is going to beat Wales in the Six Nations?
No, I think Wales might beat Italy.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. Sorry. Mm.
I just love Wales.
Why can't we unbeat?
Never been there, but I have roots there.
I have been there.
One of these days I'll go there.
I love it over there. It's a beautiful country. Really, really beautiful place. Lovely people.
I'll get there.
Yeah. Spend a bit of time at Aberystwyth.
This morning, our time.
And Cardiff.
I think maybe my favourite game of the week was England-Argentina.
Oh yeah, my favourite game of the week as
I texted you about that.
Yeah.
I said it's a good game. Look, you should watch
least favourite part of the game was the commentary. But other than that, it was fucking a real cracking game of footy. Really think the...
We had the English feed.
Oh yeah. Oh,
the
Argentinian feed would have been tough.
They quite like England.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
They're a lot more familiar with the English players than they are the Argentinian ones.
Yeah, they certainly are. Is it Austin Healy?
Austin Healy is so far up his own backside, I'm surprised that you can see.
Yeah, it was actually hard.
But that being said, I will give him credit. There are times when he puts in a bit of analysis or like sees something that I haven't seen. And I'm like, that's cool. That's a good insight. But he always fucking thinks he's right about everything.
I couldn't hear him with like George Ford's balls in his mouth. Like it was just a bit muted. No, it was, no, let's focus on the game. But yeah, the commentary itself was just, just kind of like watching a slightly different game. Like the Argentinians were not playing well, and
they had chances in that first half, which they took none of.
Oh, Gaggio's knocked
Gaggio
on.
Gaggio knocked it on.
The line.
They got held up. Yeah. And then like one time Moroni had a line break and he chucked it into George Ford's head. Like that's why Austin Healy's probably talking about George Ford. What a bit of defensive play to get your head in there.
Yeah.
And England took their chances. Like their tries were pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
Like aerial ball, Faber Bosso, and then Ojomo pounces.
Ojomo, my God, this guy, sign him up. Put him on a 12-year deal. Make him a franchise player.
He set up 2 tries. He wasn't even supposed to be playing.
Oh, he's so good.
He was a late call-up because Dingwall got injured.
And he set up another 2 tries.
The offload for Slade. Yeah. That was a beaut. And the kick
across for Fabio Abobosso.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Fuck that name up.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. He was man of the match by a long way.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
Do you know
him.
Right at the death reminded me a bit when of... they Argentinians got that line break? They were the clocks in the rear, they had to go from their own 22. They got a line break.
Yeah.
Ojomo was one of the guys who caught him.
Yeah. That got exciting, but just on Ojomo, really felt Ma'anonu vibes off him. Like big ball carrying guy, but also like
creativity.
Got that really smart kicking game, got an offload game in him, can always like be in the right place at the right time, and good pace to him. Like, yeah, just
maybe not quite as big as Ma.
Yeah, good, very good player. I don't know. That's the first time I've seen
him. I want to see him with Lawrence, who we saw last week, because Lawrence is, I think, more physical. I think that'd be a good combo. And some people have mentioned that in the comments because I think they play the club rugby together.
No, it was great. It was good to see. But yeah, the Argentinians did certainly. Left himself in the sheds for the good first half. It just went.
They got 3 points.
Got 3 points, making a lot of mistakes.
17-0 down.
Missed a kick.
Yeah. Kicked 1 point, but kicked one penalty before halftime.
Line-out was. They were also another team having line-out troubles, like a few not straights and stuff like that. But yeah, we're just not really doing themselves any favors, and the fucking commentators were just going on and on about how shit they were playing, and like they were having a few moments, and how great the bloody English were playing. And like I was thinking, like when it was, you know, 17-3 or something, I was like, well, there's only 2 tries in it, but the way these guys are going on, you think they were away ahead by like 60 points. It was, far out. Holy smokes. But then the game comes to life.
Yeah, Picardo got a try to start the second half. Yeah. For Argentina. They got some penalties. Got back within, was it a point? It was 17-16?
Yeah.
And then England kind of won it again because they got another try and then they got another penalty.
Then they bring on the POM squad.
Yes.
Pollock got on. I don't think this was his best game. I didn't see him make any...
Not seemed as good to be, as against the All Blacks.
Seemed to be just hovering on the wing a lot without making any real significant contributions. But... celebrated the penalties really well. He's good at that too.
One thing we didn't mention about the South African game was Marnie Libbok got penalised for shouting in the face of one of the Irish guys.
I think had I turned it off by then? Maybe. I turned it off at 65 minutes.
There was one moment where I think the box won a turnover or the Irish knocked it on, and it's a South African penalty or a scrum, which is going to be a penalty. And then Marnie Libbok comes from... Like, initially, I didn't see it at the time. I just saw the ref go, we don't need that kind of bullshit, and he reversed it. I was like, oh, that's a big call. Fucking just, like, taunting or, like, giving a guy a bit of shit.
Yeah.
But no, he actually comes from a few meters away, like, comes around the other players, bends down right in his face and gives him a full-on spray. And the ref is just like, no, I'm not having that.
Right. So you thought it was fair enough on the Morgan scale?
When I see the replay of it, I'm like, yeah, if guys are going to be doing that every 5 minutes. Like, back in the day...
Are you prepared to put the Morgan mark of approval on it?
Yeah, I'll give it the mark of approval. But don't do that shit. Like, celebrate. And like, yeah, you do the English team, like the yeah for every...
Woohoo!
But don't like bend down and... All right. Assume the position.
I didn't know Marnie had that in.
Yeah, a wee bit.
Willems seemed to have a bit of spice in him. He was constantly like going to the crowd, no fuck yous. Yeah.
Pumped.
Mm.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the English thing. Had the hit on
Maria. That's caused a lot. The Argentinian fans were fucked off about that.
Yeah, and the Contepomi was losing his shit about it, and then it caused a kerfuffle afterwards as well. Your thoughts actually on the actual incident?
I didn't think it was that late.
Mm.
Like, it was a late shot, but I didn't think it was. I think people are more pissed off that he got injured.
Mm.
But I've seen later hits.
I've seen much worse, but I still think that he deliberately goes.
I think he followed through.
Yeah, he goes through with it and he drills him into the ground.
Yeah.
And like, is it a penalty? Yes. Is that it? Yes.
I think probably.
Yeah. Like, he loses it. They were down to 14 men after that, weren't they?
Well, Argentina didn't replace him. And then later England got a yellow card, so it finished 14-14.
Yeah.
But if Malia hadn't got injured, obviously, or if Curry had got yellow carded, maybe there's a...
It wasn't advantage. It's a weird one. Like, I think he could have backed out of it. I think in this, like, he had eyes on him the whole time. It's clearly, clearly he wasn't going to get to him before the kick. He was kicking it. And you decided to keep on going for a full hit and drill the bloke into the ground.
It's not much time in it, but yeah.
He was never going to get to him before the kick. He was never going to get to him before with an opportunity to charge him down.
But you're thinking, like, worst case scenario, I fucking clobber the bloke.
Yeah, and then that's reckless. And
you get pinged for it. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but he got... There's handbags at the end.
There was.
And then Pollock put himself into the middle of it all.
As soon as the final whistle blew, I went and wrote up my whiteboard. But people were commenting, oh, there's a big fight and la 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 la.
I wouldn't say it's a big fight. It was handbags.
And apparently Contepomi got into it with Tom Curry down in the tunnel. So
a little push.
Mm, we'll see if anything comes of that.
Hope not. I think commentators were saying they were saying Contepomi's losing his absolute shit.
He's a pretty fiery bloke.
Yeah. And then Contepomi called Curry. He mentioned the slap or the slight shove. And he said it really speaks to his nature. He's a bully. Mm. So it seemed to get a bit personal, really, didn't it?
Argentina and England is a proper rivalry.
Yeah.
And Argentina would have liked to win at Twickenham. They came fucking close. They had all the momentum at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just lost that final lineout.
That
was deflating.
I was thinking, like, they had line-out troubles so much there. They had scored, like, with just ball in hand before that. They had that try to go ahead, to get back into the game with a minute and a half remaining.
They had a try, then it was brought back.
And then they scored anyway. And then they incredibly worked it all the way back, for, like, just ball in hand, no kicking. And then I thought, they're 30 metres out, they started to drill it to the corner.
You were thinking just tap it?
I was thinking... Okay, so there's probably a 75% chance that you retain your ball there. It's the way your thing's going. But then leaving...
That's 1-4.
Yeah, exactly. And
losing it.
Yeah, and they lose the ball and that's over. Whereas tapping it, you've got a 100% chance to stay in the game.
Mm.
And you've got them on the ropes at that stage.
They looked a little bit out on their feet, England.
Yeah, they did. They look. So I thought, I don't know, it's easy in hindsight. But I was thinking at the time. Yeah, I didn't watch this live.
I did.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I thought
it was the best game of the weekend.
That game actually had a shitload of kicking in it.
Yeah.
That game's a kind of good living proof that just high kicking is not boring. That game was entertaining as fuck.
It's a bit of tennis, eh?
Yeah, at times, but it was still entertaining game. Mm. Still some sweet, sweet play. Elsewhere, Scotland beat Tonga 56-0.
Did not watch a second of it.
Tonga, no prep, really. Week together. They had chances, didn't take them.
Yeah.
Looked like a team who had assembled relatively recently. I believe Scotland helped pay their way because
they
otherwise weren't going to be able to travel. So at least they got a game out of it. That was good. Scotland beat the teams they should beat and don't beat the teams that are a challenge.
Which is a shame if you're Scottish because you're in that fucking rugby limbo. You get the odd win against England. When was the last time they beat Ireland?
Fucking ages.
Really?
They beat France more than they do Ireland.
Really? Wales, they beat them.
Yep. They've had the word over Wales recently, but isn't everybody.
Be interesting to see what the Welsh can do with a full preseason. See if they've got something in the tank.
Italy beat Chile 34-19.
That's tighter than you thought. I thought it'd be.
It. Yeah, Italy big lead. Chile come back and then Italy win it. And then also Spain.
Well done, Chile.
33 Fiji 41.
Sorry, what was it?
Spain 33-41. Lost to Fiji.
It's tighter than I thought.
I didn't see a second of that.
These are results that I like because.
Also, Japan beat Georgia.
Yes.
By like 2 points late penalty.
Late penalty. I had that. That's good because those teams are all knocking on the door of like tier one rugby to hear that those guys who are challenging them for those positions are, you know, they're tight games. That's really good.
You've got to think Georgia would benefit from bigger games. I think Georgia's prep for that game, if I'm not mistaken, was the USA and Canada, whereas Japan had like the Springboks, the Irish, and the Aussies. Like Japan just gets bigger games. That's what it comes down to.
The old yen. For those listening, I did the old money signal.
He did. He rubbed his thumb and four fingers together.
Something's come up on the screen.
Hopefully it says, handsome motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it says.
So,
should I put my glasses on and see if we can read it?
You want to talk about the teams for...
No, I definitely can't.
For next year?
Yes.
Or do you want to give... How do you want to do this? You want to look forward to next
year? So hold on. Next week, it is the 2CGDs.
Somebody emailed me.
Oh, yeah?
I did reply to them.
Yeah.
With a whole raft of like nominations and categories. Oh,
wow. Thank God.
I need to print that off. For the love of God, don't let me forget that next week.
Okay. Wait, can you email it? Why don't you just forward it to me?
Okay, I should forward it to you.
We have email technology in New Zealand.
We do.
Yeah, email it to me. Thank you so much. But I'm going to say now, we always, every year we do the Richard Kahui Award for Sexiest Man in Rugby. I think maybe it needs a biannual or a award just due to the fact that there's not that many new sexy men every year. We just have Intermac, Ruben Love, and whoever else is sexy at the time. I don't know if I've got I was thinking about nominees that we haven't been nominees before, and they're all the same.
We can change it up.
So we might put that one on ice. If you're really just tuning into the 2CGDs for the Richard Kahui Award, they'll be outraged, those folks.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we'll see. Yes, that sounds good. But we'll definitely have best shit team. I've got a new... I want to have best SAFA. No, most valuable SAFA. But I also want a new category. And I won't tell you some of the nominees I've got for this. What is it? Outstanding performance in the field of South Africa. So, outstanding performance by a South African. Best performing South African.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right to look like that, but the nominees will be rugby related.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. You look perturbed even.
Don't trust you.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't trust me?
I don't know where this is going, but I know it's not where I'm thinking.
All right. Well, you'll have to tune in next week for the...
2CGDs.
Oh, it's a glitzy night though, isn't it? Oh,
hell yeah.
You got your tux ready?
Don't have a tux, but I got a suit jacket.
Exactly. We wear black suit jackets. It's gonna be
fucking hot.
Yeah, it's quite, Then when we get the lights on and we sit in here for a long period of time, it gets a little bit warm, which is not too bad during the winter, the dead of winter.
These are LED lights. I don't think they're emitting a lot of heat.
I feel like they're put some sort of heat out there.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels warmer in here than if we just sat in here without the lights on or anything like that.
Let's see if that water leak is resolved by the 2CGD time. We can give an award for best council department fixing leaks.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, should we do a quick review of each team?
South Africa.
South Africa, I will give them a A, not an A plus, because
they did drop the game at Ellis Park, which is probably the most disappointing one.
And they didn't get the
had a big lead in that game. They got run down,
and they didn't get
made
the
a heap of mistakes.
Didn't get the one victory that they were harping on about. They wanted the most all year. They didn't get Eden Park.
I think the Aviva one is similar. Like not quite. I think they probably wanted Eden Park more, but they wanted the Aviva one similarly.
Best performance was the Wellington test
for sure.
That was outstanding by them. Best player? The way to bounce back Malcolm.
Is it the scrum or is it Sasha or is it, or Malcolm?
Malcolm or Sasha, for me, I didn't see enough of the outside backs to really give. They've got some great outside backs, but they just utilize them for high balls, which I've got to be honest, I don't find that entertaining a lot of the time. But I don't give them an A-plus for those couple
Ethan
of losses.
Ethan Hooker was a good. He wasn't always just chasing high balls. Though. He was a good revelation on the outside backs and in the midfield.
Yeah. So okay. I'll give them an A, half plus. So
they forget an A.
But they, yeah.
They won everything they needed to win. They swept their, well, assuming they beat Wales the next team. Week, they're going to sweep their Northern Tour, won the Rugby Championship, finished number one in the world.
You go down to a solid B minus if you lose to Wales next week.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Wales are without so many players next week.
Oh, God. They're losing players to the...
Because it's out of the test window. Like, no Reece Zammit, no Nick Tompkins, no Reece Carey, like all these guys.
Oh, God, it's going to be an absolute cricket score, is it?
Maybe.
Cripes.
New Zealand?
Cripes. I give us... we lost... How many games? Three games.
We lost to South Africa in New Zealand. We lost to Argentina in Argentina. We lost to England in England.
So they lost three games. Australia, South Africa lost two games.
They could still lose to Wales. It's possible.
It's possible. There is a world where that could happen. It's not this planet, but it could.
How many permanent red cards do they need to lose that one?
C. C.
A C?
A C. Just due to the fact that the quality of the performances were never particularly outstanding, we still don't have... a real feeling of a direction as to where this team is currently going. Winning Eden Park was massive. That would have taken us down to a D plus, C minus sort of territory if we lost that game. We retained the Ledesma Cup. We ended on the same amount of points, but got done in the points diff for the Rugby Championship.
Yeah.
Due to the absolute pumping that we took, which I thought was totally fair that we didn't win that.
Yeah, the pumping. It would have felt weird. It would have felt weird if we'd won that rugby championship after that.
Yeah, yeah. The loss to Argentina was rough, just the quality of the performances that just didn't feel all black. So
if you're looking at teams and going like South Africa's tracking well, you know they're blooding new guys, they're playing really well, they can play multiple different ways,
and they're playing South African, which. It is what it is.
But
they do have that other wrinkle.
No, that's what I mean.
I want to see that other
wrinkle.
What
I mean. They've got more than that. They can play multiple ways.
Yeah.
We've, not really figured out anyway.
Yeah. Do you think obviously the South Africans really, really wanted to win that game in the Aviva, that they reverted back to type a little bit?
Well, like you said, they played to win.
Yeah.
Some people say that Irish just played cynical the whole game and that's why the game never opened up, but... It wasn't the Irish forcing South Africa just to go fucking high balls all day.
High balls and scrums. Yeah.
But like I said, it's a pretty much win-win option.
Yeah.
So it didn't... It made sense to play that way.
It's not good for the game, but...
For a win. Not so much a spectacle. Someone else said, they said the Irish game was shit in Chicago and the Aviva game was shit against the South Africa. So they said the common denominator here is Ireland. Maybe Ireland or a boring team to watch.
I thought they were really shit for two different reasons. I thought the Ireland game in Chicago was really, really shitty event hosting. And
FYI, we bagged that game as well.
Yeah, we did big time. TMO and the quality of the skills on display were really, really poor.
And there was a dumb red card which got rescinded.
It was just really, really stagnant. Whereas this game, it was just tactically negative.
England,
yeah.
They didn't win the Six Nations. They came second.
Yeah. I'm sitting between an A minus and a B plus at the moment. For not winning the Six Nations, They were my pick to win the Six Nations.
Mm. They went close.
They beat Ireland. They lost to France, didn't they?
I think so. It's so long ago.
Yeah. And
because France beat Ireland.
France beat Ireland as well? I thought, no, the English beat Ireland.
Did they?
Yeah. The English beat Ireland this year. And then...
France beat Ireland.
Fuck yeah. Do you want to look it up? Hold on. Talk about something.
Because France lost to England, right?
England lost to France. But England beat... England versus Ireland. Six Nations...
This is terrible.
20. This is exciting stuff, guys. This is really
two guys on their phones.
Yeah, this is what the internet is.
I'm sure France lost to England and then beat Ireland away.
I don't have great reception in this room.
Oh, maybe I switched to my data.
Oh no, fuck, I'm an idiot.
What?
It was, hold on. Ireland won. Yeah, they pushed them close. It was 27-22.
Yeah, Ireland beat England. Oh, fucking. England beat France.
Why? As soon as you were right, I was like, no, I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to stay adamant about this.
That's your style.
And then the French.
Because when France lost that game, it seemed like they beat
the French?
It seemed like they were done, and then they had to go to Ireland and get a win.
Okay, right. And then the English beat the French?
Yeah, England beat France. So it seemed like France's campaign was potentially over. Okay. And then they went to the Aviva and flogged Ireland 42-27.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a B+.
Okay, B+.
And that's up from around about a freaking C-.
They're on a good winning run.
Yeah. You're going.
They won in Argentina with a depleted side during the Lions tour.
Yeah.
They're on a hell of a win. They beat us. They're playing good.
Yeah, fabulous.
Ireland?
I'm going to give them a...
Didn't win the Six Nations. Lost Chicago to us.
They did win the Six Nations?
They didn't win. France won this year.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't win the Six Nations. They lost Chicago. They lost to South Africa.
B-.
B-?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you're being harder on the All Blacks than Ireland?
Maybe it's just a standard.
Expectations
thing?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. But I think,
how many games have Ireland lost? I think three. They lost to France at home, South Africa at home, and us in Chicago.
But I don't feel like they've deviated in terms of their style of play. Like, I feel like, well, fuck me, dude. No, I'm still giving them a B-.
Okay.
One of the best teams in Europe.
France?
B.
They won the Six Nations.
B.
Only a B.
Yeah.
They've won the Six Nations. They toured us and lost with their B team. That way you're getting the B.
I think England beat them at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm just rating them where I see them.
And Argentina, that rounds the top six.
And like, this is in the context of... Because they came last in the Six Nations in the Rugby Championship in the end, didn't they?
Mm. Yeah, did they? Did they beat the Aussies? I think it was last.
God, that's on our phones. This is real fun stuff
for
the viewer. I will give them also a B-. Well, like I feel like a B-ish. Just due to the fact that I think it was a pretty good year for them.
Yeah, they did come last. The point behind the Aussies.
It's a good year, like, and I don't mean to be that patronizing, a good year for them, a bad year for us, or something. So it's just relative to the team themselves, you know?
Anyone else deserving of a special mention? Like, did well, did poorly, did Scotland underperform, or is that just where Scottish rugby is at?
Scotland are, like, I'd really like to see how they would do under someone else other than Townsend, whether they'd be worse or better.
Yeah, sadly, I would like to see the same. Yeah. Like, we all assumed that the All Blacks would get better from Fozzie to Razor, but it didn't happen. So a lot of Scottish fans assume if, like, Franco Smith or somebody else took over Scotland, they would get better, but not necessarily.
No.
Doesn't always happen.
Mm. All right. Well, that's pretty much all the rugby for the year. Next week, it's all about glitz, glam. All the rugby, we'll talk about the pools. They'll be announced, won't they? The World Cup pools?
It's December some point.
Okay. May not be next week. You won't get that. But you'll get that on his channel. It'll be all over it. But next week, it's the 2CGDs. Thank you so much to the person who made all those nominations for us. Yes. We'll definitely take some of those.
I'll forward you the email, Tony.
Without even looking at them. Less bandwidth for me to take care of, or you. But yeah, thanks for watching all the rugby with us this year. Even the rugby that I didn't watch. You watched it, and you watched it. I appreciate it. But next week, it's the biggest week of the year.
It's the fourth annual 2CGDs.
We've been doing this for ages.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, the 2CGDs next week. I've got a whole stack of these in storage. They've just arrived in. Some new freshies. And they're all interesting. They've all got that little weird patches on the corners.
Well, they've
got
to be matching.
Yeah, they got to match the original that we got here from the Engraving and Gifts Company. Fantastic. The 2CGD, it's a marvellous thing. Please tune in. It's a glitzy, glamorous event. Are you bringing anyone this year?
Oh, I don't think I have a plus one, no.
You don't have a plus one? Okay. I think my Lydia's arriving back in the country.
During
the said awards evening. She wants me to pause it so I can say hello to her.
We can do that.
I don't know. I said I don't know about that. It's the 2CGDs.
This guy's been divorced once.
I mean, it's adults for nobody. All right, Mark. Fantastic. Well, until next week. One more week to go, team. Hi-de-da. Bye-bye.
Tool.
Metallica. Music.